Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, all really helps out the channel. And if you'd like to support the channel further, you can join over on Patreon, link down in the description. Never expected, but always appreciated. And let's crack on with today's first story. This story comes from a deleted user who says, I, 36 male, have refused to go to the future wedding of my now ex-wife, 37 female, and it's really affecting the relationship with our kids. And it does come with an update. Thought I'd give this a chance to see if I can get some insight into my situation, as I can't see what I have done that's so wrong and what I can do to remedy it. So we've been married for 15 years, together longer, and have 3 kids. She has a daughter from her first relationship who's now 18. I class her as mine. I've done everything for her, and we have a 16-year-old and a 13-year-old son. Now, she was upfront and honest when we got together that she was bi, and it was never an issue last year until she thought she was ultimately a lesbian and fallen in love with her now fiancé, 35 female, and it led to a divorce as I was unwilling to open the relationship or consider a poly situation. So we've been divorced a year, although we're still friends and have a good co-parenting relationship. Even though we're good, I am still suffering and can't say I'm even close to moving on yet. The kids live with her primarily, although I see them multiple times a week and can say if I didn't have them, I'd have nothing. So basically, I got a call from my ex earlier on in the week saying that she had to tell me something, that she's now engaged. I was shocked as fuck. Basically, she said they're going to do the typical thing and have a long engagement. They're looking at getting married as soon as lockdown has been lifted, and they're on about moving in together as soon as possible. And there's more. She said she wants to have me as her best man, as she still considers me her best friend and can't think of anyone else she'd rather have there. Suffice to say, I told her I wasn't happy with it and said I'm not going to be her best man or don't think it's a good idea for me to be at the wedding, and definitely don't like the idea of moving someone in around my kids after a year. Now, my kids love the fiancé. My kids are always talking about her. Suffice to say, she was upset and we haven't spoken since. I mean, if that was just it, then I wouldn't be that upset. I mean, in what way does going to a wedding, seeing my wife marry the woman who she left me for, seem like a good idea? And to be the best man? My kids found out though, somehow, and are really upset. My daughter particularly really went off and said she thought I was better than that, and if I don't go to the wedding, she'll never talk to me again. The youngest two don't want to come and see me this week, and have also refused to talk to me. I'm still close and have a relationship with my in-laws, and they also have been on my case saying I should go, especially for my kids' sake. Here's where I need help and someone to talk to. What do I do? I mean, the last thing I want to do is be false and go to a wedding, watching the woman who I thought I'd be with forever marry someone else. Yet, I hate the thought that my kids are suffering, and the prospect of not having them in my life, even if it's for a short while, is like torture. Help. Now, I gotta say, I can't blame OP for feeling this way at all. I think that they took the high road when they remained friends with their ex to begin with for the sake of their children and trying to keep a good co-parenting relationship. And I know she's claiming, you know, you're her best friend or whatever, but I still question what was going through her mind to think that's a good idea. Broken up the marriage of 15 years that you had together, a family, and left you with emotional trauma, while she's moved on and is happy with her life now, and then thinks it's going to be a good idea to have you as the best man at her wedding. A partnership which broke up your relationship, And then the second to last paragraph really hurt me as well, when you said your kids found out though, and then you said somehow. So clearly that information has been passed around. Your dad doesn't want to be a best man at my wedding. And in whatever way it's been put, your daughter went off and again felt like was maybe even manipulated and is blaming you for the situation when you're the one suffering. But 1968 Blade Runner says, I get it. It took me 7 years to get over the hurt of my ex cheating before I felt able to pursue another long-term relationship. So why she or anyone thinks you should be dealing with it like a man after a year is insane in my opinion, especially after a 15-year relationship. Your kids are old enough for you to tell them the truth about how you are feeling and how you're unable to deal with her request this soon after the divorce. If they can't accept your decision, then maybe use analogies they can understand about their own lives. Ultimately, stick to your guns. Your mental health is more important, and it sounds like you need to focus on your healing right now. OP replied saying, absolutely, I mean, I do not feel it in any way, shape or form, ready to start dating or getting to a relationship yet. However, she's been trying to push me to date or even set me up with a suitable woman she knows. She feels guilty and I think I would be a great catch for someone and deserve someone who appreciates me. Which is all dandy, but I just don't want it yet. I'm trying to get through to our oldest so I can talk about to her. She's 18 and the one they all look up to. And if I can at least get her to understand, then it might help the other two come around. Hanky says, I also disagree with the others. Would you tell him to go if his ex-wife asked him to be her best man if she was going to marry another guy? No. And that's what is the difference. OP has no obligation to be a part of his ex marrying someone else. Elumed Bean says, it's tough when your ex takes up the person they left you for, but your ex-wife clearly values you and sees you as an important person in their life. That's why she wants you at your wedding as her best man. She's not trying to rub a new relationship in your face, but rather honor the relationship you have as two people who have cared for each other for almost two decades. It sounds like you're grieving your marriage and the pain is still raw. Ending a marriage is a huge adjustment, and I think you owe it to yourself to seek out a professional therapist to talk things over with. A therapist who has experience with LGBTQ+ families and issues would be to your benefit. Have attending the wedding and supporting your ex in her new life as goals you want to work towards. Tell your ex-wife you won't be a best man, but you do want to be happy for a new life. You're just not quite there yet. Let her know that you're not planning on attending at this time, but to keep a spot open for you in case you change your mind. Also, attending the reception of the new ceremony would be too rough on you. That way, you get to celebrate with your ex and your children while skipping what could be the toughest part. Ask if you can bring along a supportive plus one, male or female, who you can take aside and vent with. Just make sure you're out of earshot of your ex, her fiancé, and your kids. OP replied to that one saying, that approach is one I'd consider. Saying I'd consider it or not commit to it, but needing to think about it and if it's best for me. But the way she'd gone about it was completely the wrong way. Just 0 to 60 in a second flat, and getting the kids involved had made it worse. If she had spoken to me calmly, asked me in a decent way, and gave me time to consider, I may have reacted differently. Horned Angel says, this situation sucks. My heart goes out to you. I think you've taken the high road by remaining friends with your ex. What she isn't getting, along with your children, is that you are still heartbroken. Just because they're all good with a new situation, it doesn't mean that you are. If you did go and participate, it would show your kids that once again you are taking the high road. At the same time, I don't blame you at all for not wanting to be there. I'm not sure I could handle this situation. And one more from Mr. Niz, who says, there's a post on Reddit somewhere, it's at least a year old, where a man had his wife of 20 plus years decide she was actually gay all this time, and she had to be true to herself and leave him to be with a woman she had an affair with for 2 years. Everyone kept approaching the man and telling this man how brave and understanding he was, how much they admired him for being so modern, allowing his wife to realize her true self. It kind of hit a boiling point where the wife and fiance were present at a family event, where they made this big speech thanking the soon-to-be ex-husband for his kindness and understanding. They toasted him. He got up, took the microphone and said something to the effect of, "Please, stop saying how nice and understanding I am. I don't understand anything. What I understand is my wife of 20 plus years, the mother of my children, committed adultery with another person and is now leaving me and expects me to be kind and understanding about it because the person she committed adultery with happens to be a woman. Well, I'm not. I feel betrayed and sad and I really can't stand talking about it any longer. So I'm going to say goodnight. Enjoy the food. He left the event, drove home, blocked everyone and only spoke to her again via lawyers. This right here is why I advocate you don't even attend the reception. Things will be a little raw for you going forward and this isn't going to go well, especially if you've had a few drinks. Just your standard internet stranger advice, I know. So now let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. Basically, everything all moved forward today. So basically I thought I'd be best to reach out to my daughter, so I messaged her along the lines of, "Hey, I know you're not talking to me now, but I think we really need to talk." To my surprise, she agreed and came over very quickly. Basically, I said to her that as she's an adult, I won't sugarcoat things now. I'm not really in a good place, and her mum getting married to her girlfriend and asking me to be best man is a bit too much for me when I'm struggling to move on with my life. She said she sort of understands, but it hit her close to home. She then came out to me as a lesbian herself. She said she's known for a while now. She told her mum slash my ex a while ago, but wasn't sure how to tell me. And because of the way I reacted to the wedding, she was worried I wouldn't be able to accept it. I reassured her that I loved her dearly and I'm proud of her for being honest with me, and stressed the way I feel about her mum and her now fiancé is nothing to do with the fact that they are lesbians, but because she's my ex-wife and I can't just turn my feelings off like that. I'd feel exactly the same if her mum was marrying a dude. We hugged it out and she said she had talked to her brothers and see if she can get them to come around. Because they live with mum and see the fiancé often, they see her and love her a lot, so they don't understand. I said to her I can't promise I'd go to the wedding eventually, but if I feel up to it, I may try, but it will be hard for me. While she was here, she FaceTimed her mum from her phone and I got a chance to talk to my ex. I basically was honest, said I feel like she blindsided me and sprung it on me without thinking about how I feel, especially putting me on the spot about making me her best man. I said the invitation to the wedding was one thing, but that was a bit too much for me. She took it all in and apologized and admitted it's because she's all loved up and her family are giving her all the platitudes about how happy and proud they are, so she got caught up in the moment. She asked me how I feel about it now. I said in all honesty, it's a bit too much to consider at the moment, but I am definitely not going to be her best man regardless. She understands and said she won't expect that of me, but if I don't want to go to the wedding itself, would I be interested in going to just the reception? I said in all honesty, I don't know if I can, and she shouldn't expect me to. She agreed and said she'll leave it to me and will try to understand if I can, but would be made up if I can. The boys were there, so I asked if she could put them on, but they didn't want to talk to me. Honestly, that feels like a punch in the balls, so I left it there before it started me crying and she saw it, and let the daughter leave so I could be on my own. I'd never liked her to see me too emotional, especially cry. So there you have it. We've all made peace as such, but there's a long way to go yet.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Edit. A lot of people have said about her cheating. While she did meet her now fiancé before we split, I don't believe there was physical intimacy. Possible an emotional thing, but I don't believe they got together until we split. Edit 2. A lot of people have picked up on not showing emotion around my kids. I do show emotion around them. I'm loving, funny, affectionate, humble, etc. And I do show sadness at things like funerals, but I generally don't like them to see me cry, especially at things like this. And I think OP handled it in the best way possible by being honest and upfront with everyone, really, and saying, you know, going to that wedding is going to hurt me. I'm not over the traumatic experience yet, and I can't believe still, as his ex is claiming to be his best friend, that didn't step back and look, saying, if I invite him to be my best friend, is this going to hurt him? Regardless of getting wrapped up in the moment or whatever, it's still going to be hurtful, isn't it? Like OP said, man, woman or not, it doesn't make the difference. She still left him for someone else, and then wants him to be a significant part of the wedding to that someone else. That's got to be painful. But what do you guys make of this story? How would you feel in that situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. This story comes from a throwaway account, which is titled, "Will my boyfriend, 27 male, leave me, 26 female, for my sugar baby past?" When I met my boyfriend Tom, not his real name, I had an arrangement with a sugar daddy. I never loved that man, and I was upfront with Tom about my relationship. Tom wasn't happy about it, but I made it clear to him that I enjoyed the attention I was getting from my arrangement, and he accepted it. We dated for another half a year, and I decided I didn't want Tom to feel bad about it, and I broke up with my sugar daddy. We have been together for almost 3 years now. Tom was always very shy. However, recently he became much more confident and outgoing. He told me he is hanging out with some of his friends who is a pickup artist. I read about them, and it seems those people are very manipulative and train themselves how to seduce women. I like Tom becoming confident and outgoing, but he also started to say many derogatory things about women who sleep around. I knew that my boyfriend never liked my past arrangement, and yesterday we had an argument when he brought it up and said he should not have dated me. He later apologized, but I had an anxiety attack and I could not sleep at night. I am a pretty girl, but now I feel like I am not enough for Tom. I love him and want to marry, but I don't feel secure anymore. Do you think Tom will change his mind? Then Swiss Chris asks a question immediately, saying, "Wait, you continued this arrangement whilst dating Tom, is that right?" To which OP replies, saying, "I told him on the third date and he still dated me. I didn't know I was that hurtful to him." To which Mr. Akazil says, "Oh, come on now. You even say in your post you broke up with your sugar daddy because you didn't want Tom to feel bad. You can't play the I didn't know card. The fact you decided to get a sugar daddy in the first place is between you and your conscience. It's not up to others to judge what two consenting adults agree upon. However, you can't pretend you didn't know how disrespectful it was to keep getting paid for whatever simulacrum of a relationship your sugar daddy and you had agreed upon. 6 months into an actual relationship, just because you like the attention. It's not going to say Tom isn't responsible for accepting to date you in the first place, and his misogynistic tendencies are only on him, of course. He let you deepen his insecurities and failed to either communicate with you or stand up for himself. You played him out of convenience for your ego, but he let you play with him because of lack of self-respect or self-awareness. If you want things to work between you, I would recommend to seek some professional counseling, because there's a lot of resentment or misunderstanding between you two, and it's starting to bubble up in really bad ways. OP replied again, saying, "When we dated, I didn't see Tom as a serious boyfriend. Only a few months, I noticed how kind he is. That's why I broke with that old man. He was never misogynistic before. It's only after he met this pickup artist. I will ask him about counseling. Do you think we can still be together?" A commenter suggests that the mask will slip off Tom eventually, and that if he continues making any sort of remarks towards OP, the relationship needs to break off. To which OP replies, saying, "He's the same person as before. He cares about me and he is kind to everyone. I love him because he's a very nice person. It's just what he sometimes says that makes me very anxious. Recently he mentioned a few times about sex workers not being a good choice for a serious relationship. I didn't think it applied to me till yesterday's argument. He never had any social media accounts and he only works and plays games on his laptop. What the fuck says, so you don't like that your boyfriend, who honestly is an idiot to continue dating you, is learning how to use women to get what he wants, sex, whilst you spent your whole relationship whilst at the same time using a man to get what you want? Lol, you'll deserve each other. So now we're just going to move straight on to the update to find out what happened next. So the update said, I talked to Tom in the evening and we broke up. I still cannot believe it. We had a talk yesterday and it went badly. I asked Tom about our last argument and he said he wanted to break up last weekend, but he knew I would be hurt and he could not make himself do it. He told me he felt bad about my arrangement and he always saw it as sex work. When we dated, he really liked me and enjoyed our time together, but now he wants to move on. He was sorry for being silent all those years because he wasn't confident enough to break up and he thought he could forget about it eventually. I asked him about counselling, but he refused. He said that he read a lot in the past few weeks and made up his mind already. He doesn't think he can move on. When I asked if his friend influenced his decision, he became very defensive. He said that his friend made him a more mature and assertive person. He wants to work on himself before he starts dating. When I asked if we can date in the future, he said he loved me, but he cannot consider me to be a girlfriend anymore. He cannot deal with the fact that I had sex with an old man for gifts while I was conventionally dating him. He's still angry about it and feels jealous. I explained that I was in a bad place in my life. He understands, but he also was in a bad spot many times and he somehow figured things out. I said I love him and ensured that my past sugaring arrangement meant nothing for me and I wouldn't do it again. He said he values sex very much and it felt very cheap that I shared it with other people for money. He said it still hurts him, even after 3 years. Tom said I can live in his place for another month and he will help me find a new place. I understand why some people may see it as sex work, but for me, this arrangement was just a relationship with benefits. I may not be the smartest girl, but I cannot believe he wants to throw away 3 years of our relationship, and I really feel bad now. He said that I am pretty and I can date other guys, but I am crying. Other guys I dated were jerks and the only serious boyfriend I had in my life hates me. I will try to find an older man that can talk to Tom and explain that relationships don't have to be perfect. We still live together, thus he might still change his mind. I'm really sorry for the pain I caused to him and I don't want us to break up. Edit. I accepted I was a sex worker and I hurt Tom. That was one off and I never cheated on my boyfriend. It was 2 years ago. How can I help him? Edit 2. You people are hateful. All the messages are just awful. I was not serious with that man. I was serious with my boyfriend. I tried to save our relationship. And there was one comment on this one that I just wanted to read from a deleted user that quoted and said, I had sex with an old man for gifts while I was conventionally dating him, and then goes on to say, you didn't mention that in the other post. That's a pretty important point. From a guy's point of view, there is a huge difference between hanging out with someone because you enjoy the attention and actually having sex with that person. When you told your boyfriend about the arrangement, did you mention you were actually having sex? If not, when did your boyfriend find out? OP replied saying, I told him I was dating an older man. I never gave him details. I don't understand why he's so jealous now. That arrangement wasn't anything serious for me. Now, I'm going to turn this story to you guys. What do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories, just spending your time here. As I always say, your time is so incredibly important, so precious, and you spend it here, listen to a story or two, getting involved. I'm always so thankful. So thank you so much, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love to you. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.